interviewing Oliver North. Henry Gonzalez is at the end, and then there's Daniel Anaway is the chairman of this committee, and he intervenes on behalf of Oliver North so they don't have to get this information out, but you can listen to it here.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, uncertain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps.
Okay, that's one of our ex-congressmen that talks about the detention camps.
There you go.
And the plan. So
hard to deal with documentation like that.
No, it isn't. He's telling the truth, and we can actually show the different executive orders, the different operation garden plot, operation
Rex 84,
all the different plans that were put in place and how these are there. But it was what was interesting to me when he said this about in the event of terrorism, to avoid terrorism, they could do this, they could suspend the Constitution. Well, we didn't have any terrorism in America at that time he said that.
Right.
So they needed to create terrorism to bring about, to activate these laws. And they, as you know, they've been doing that every day. As America sleeps on, it seems like they have a sense of urgency about their ability to continue everything they do. And most of it is not for the good of the American people.